This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Do you plan to vote in favor of Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State?
I've had another conversation today with Rex Tillerson, and I some of my concerns have been satisfied. I haven't made up my mind completely, but I just want him to have an understanding of the moral dimensions of Vladimir Putin in particular, and the slaughter that he has inflicted, and the violation of solemn treaties when he annexed Crimea, the threats that he continues to pose to the Baltic and other nations. The guy is a butcher, and the only thing that a thug and a butcher understands is strength. And I hope that we don't, that this president-elect doesn't make the same mistake that the last three presidents have made, and that is that somehow Vladimir Putin is a guy. Remember when Barack Obama said, tell Vladimir I'll be more flexible when I'm reelected? The only thing that they understand is peace through strength, and that's what Ronald Reagan practiced, and that's what we got to go
so
back
do you,
to.
After your conversation with Rex Tillerson, would you say you're leaning towards supporting him?
Barely, yes. Yeah, I am. I think he's a good man, and I think he is. He's aware, certainly, of Vladimir Putin. But I still don't understand taking an award from that thug.
Well, interesting deal here. You know what John McCain mentions. I don't know. Scott, do you have your doubts about Rex Tillerson? I mean, do you think that he's so mired and so compassionate with Vladimir Putin that he wouldn't be, a viable Secretary of State? I think he's very knowledgeable. I was impressed at the confirmation and the grilling they put him through. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, you know, the breadth of knowledge for somebody who is a citizen who has not been an experienced politician was quite impressive. And, I think he understands what the job entails, that he's not looking to go there with a ukulele and, the script for Kumbaya with Vladimir Putin. Do you get that?
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to, do the Kumbaya thing either. I don't get that feeling from any of them.
Right.
I believe that, I guess for me, if you know there's a bully,
right,
and you know this person's a bully, if you say, I won't do anything with that person, that bully wins, because then
sure,
he gets to go about doing his business.
Right.
But if you come out and say, look, I'm going to talk to him, we're going to talk, and it sends a different message. I think that's your strength right there.
Right.
I think
especially when you're in a different position. I mean, it's one thing to be, you know, the CEO of Exxon, and you've got oil interest and business interest, so that's the basis of the relationship. Now it's a different ballgame altogether. And I think, you know, John McCain's point's well taken to say, look, here's what we've learned, and this is a bully, and, what we've learned historically is you bully a bully, right? And, so you've got to be a little bit hard ground about it, but okay, so he got an award. I mean, this was, from things that have happened historically. Those are, those are relationship builders, things that you can potentially talk about. But it's not like Tillerson came in and had his award sitting there on the desk during the confirmation going, hey, look at my award I got from Vladimir Putin, It's like, come on, you guys. I think you're overworking this deal. I think, but hey, look at this is all part of the posture. He's got to justify that he's grilled the guy and vetted him, and and you go, what happened to all the vetting, that seemed to be missing in the previous administration? Could we have been better off? And I'm impressed with Rex Tillerson. I think he's on notice, certainly, and I'm not saying that John McCain should not have a say. I'm not saying that Marco Rubio shouldn't have a say. These are all points well taken, and it helps form the worldview of what Rex Tillerson will hold on to as he takes over the position as Secretary of State. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Well, that's me. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Once you get involved in the conversation, you can do it several places at BMartinezLive, or you can even drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We've got Shauna Virtue with us, media strategist and president of Democracy Legacy. And she says that senior transition officials are indicating that Donald Trump is seriously considering a plan to evict White House press corps from the White House press briefing room. I'm not sure that's the way I read it, but, you know, I'm always interested in getting a different view on this thing, as there's so much about Donald Trump I still believe is yet to be understood and seen. And coming soon, starting this Friday, there will be less and less theory and more practicality about it, because we will see actually what Donald Trump is really all about, especially as it relates, you know, to the media. Shauna Virtue, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here, to have your perspective here. Want some balance here. Now, do you think that he really is going to evict the White House press corps?
Well, I think when you use the word evicted implies some sort of motive there, but the reality is that they have talked about relocating the press corps to being off-site. Now, the reason they're saying is to accommodate more people. However, there's a lot of dangers to that, and there's also a lot of workarounds where if you wanted to, you could expand that space or change the way things are done and still have the press in a really meaningful, important spot, which is watching what's happening between the West Wing and the Oval Office.
Right. Well, at this point, 49 seats in the press corps room right now?
Yeah, it's 49 seats. It's extremely cramped and has been a growing problem, especially as media continues to expand. And you don't just have your 5 or 6 major networks, but at the end of the day, there's space where that room could be physically expanded. And also there's ways that you could have a second set of press corps in another way and bring them in virtually or rotate who has 20 of those 49 seats. The problem is that you really need the press keeping an eye on what's actually going on, rather than just being told to trust what they're fed.
Exactly. Well, Shauna, I'm all for having the media involved. I think this has been part of the challenge that we've had here in our democracy, as there has been, the whole issue of fake news, I'm not saying all the media, but all this stuff has come into play where it seems that we've been missing an objective account or historical account of what's happening in our government, which I believe is so critical. And case in point is the people are tuning out. I mean, when you look at it, I know when I was growing up, you're probably a little bit younger, maybe a lot younger, but maybe this wasn't in play for you. But when I was growing up, the three major networks had 85% of the viewing audience. Today it's less than 50%.
Not only that, people talked about what the networks were showing. You sat around the dinner table and you talked about what was said. After church, you would get together and you would say, hey, what do you think about this story and that story? And soon you'd pivot to the subject of football and who the Redskins were playing. But, right. you know, at the end of the day, there was a trust and there was this belief that if you cared about the nation and you followed what was going on, then you still had value and could influence what was going on. And mm-hmm. so this, to me, is almost a great emotional depression of right. the United States, as we just don't know where to turn.
Yeah, points well taken here. And I sense that we're going through this transition. Like anything, you experience the down times to help you appreciate the up times. And maybe the down part of it is that we've gotten so divisive to where, you know, we can't talk about politics. I mean, it's so funny. I got to tell you, I'm invited to people's houses and, you know, for dinner and stuff. And sometimes they'll tell me, we're not talking politics. I'm well versed now. We can talk about whatever you want to talk. And then 2 minutes later, of course, what are they talking about? They want to talk politics. So,
of course, I feel the same pain you do.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic and it's comical. But, I've learned through the process that, I try to build bridges. I try to have a conversation. It's kind of much like, I was really impressed with Martin Luther King, Jr., the third, and how he handled the press. And of course, Jim Acosta, who's still wounded from the press conference, a little bit of a slapdown from Donald Trump the other night, was just really trying to egg on, MLK the third and to get him to emote something that was going to be especially critical, but he didn't go there. He stayed in the high ground and I really respected that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is part of the problem with the media and the lack of trust, which is if the alternate had happened, if he had lost his cool, if there had been somebody that said something really wrong or outrageous or stupid, then that would have been a clip that got played over and over and over again, and their ratings would have gone up. So there's not an incentive to have the discourse like you and I are talking about. There's an incentive to be inflammatory on these networks, and that's why we're not hitting these kernels of truth, these bridges of, okay, you think blue, I think navy blue, but can we get in there somewhere, right? Yeah. Can we at least, because that's where I believe that the country is on many things, but there is this machine that is pumping out divisive rhetoric for their own gain.
Right. Well, and sadly, it is about ratings and getting numbers and attention and all that. So I want to warn the audience that Sean and I, later on, we're going to throw mud at each other, probably in the last 2 minutes of the conversation. So stay tuned. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, I really I appreciate and I'm grateful for the viewpoint. I mean, because look at what happened to our country. Perfect case in point. We have a situation where you have at one party making a major decision on 20% of our economy. And look what we got. I mean, I'm in California these days from the East. I'm here and I look at the state and it just is so sad because it's a one party state. And even with Democrats today, I've been, begging them, please get over this situation. We need you in this fight to get this country back on track. Your perspective is essential. Otherwise, we're just going to be recreating this single-minded government that I don't think works for everybody.
Well, I think anytime you have a party that is too much in power on either side, then it becomes about maintaining that power. And then within those circles, who can achieve even more power and recognition? And then they're always on the climb up. I don't know why that is, but it is. Mm. And so what's happening now is that this idea of Republican versus Democrat, we almost have to separate it.
Yes.
It's like there's those that are in power that are turning Democrats and GOP. But then there are the conservative or liberal, progressive or moderate, actual American. And so to me, that is an important differentiation of language. I'm very frustrated with how certain people are leading. And I would say I definitely am identifying with one party more than another. And likewise to you. But
yes.
That doesn't mean that a Republican human American or a Democratic human American, that if you sat them down and didn't have someone goading them on, that they couldn't find solutions to what's going on. And unfortunately, the system the way it is now is not about solutions. It's about keeping and maintaining power, and that means keeping and maintaining fear.
Right. And it's who gets the credit. I mean, who cares about
exactly.
credit? As a citizen of this country, that says it's about the United States of America. It's not about red, blue, R's or D's or I's. It's about all of us, the United States of America. I don't care about the credit. And I think most voters feel the same way, or they're growing in that direction anyway.
Absolutely. It's about resisting that temptation to be scared and to attack back. And to look
Shauna, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. Shauna Virtue, I'm Bill Martinez Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Based on the facts and the truth, as best you know how. You know, this is a challenge that we face in our culture today with all this information flying about, this information age, you know, the introduction of fake news, propaganda. It's been around forever. I like what Noam Chomsky said. He says, how is it that we have so much information but know so little? I'll let you think about that for just a moment. Media strategist Shauna Vircher is with us. She believes that many journalists are hamstrung by how their news organizations are structured and are struggling to maintain their viability and value in a post-truth age of media. Now, she founded Democracy Legacy. It's a national political organization launching its first media network funded and supported by a political action committee. Now, the group unveiled their first video spot back on Tuesday, January the 10th, and they're going to launch a full media channel with multiple programs in February 2017. So this is your heart, Shauna. You want to right the ship and make sure, as best you can, that people are getting the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, right?
Yeah, and not just the truth, but the human side to it, because mm-hmm. we've been debating issues, I believe, in the wrong way, and mm-hmm. that is part of what's causing confusion and fear. And, you know, growing up in a tiny town in Texas, it was a refinery town, and I look mm-hmm. at things like unions, and unionism has such a strong emotional context to it. Because a New Jersey union is different than a Texas union. A teacher's union is different than a refinery union. You know, and where I'm from, you know, unions save lives. Unions mm-hmm. saved my daddy's life before mm-hmm. because of making him safer. But right. I am so appreciative of people that watch good jobs go to people that don't deserve them because of poorly run unions. Mm-hmm. So we need to tell those stories rather than saying unions, good or bad. You know,
right.
people, heaven or hell, those are your
right.
two options.
No, hey, I'm with you on it. You know, there are instances, you know, but if you don't look at it and you just broad brush it, and that's the danger with some of this dialogue that we're having. You know, it was kind of like the other day. You know, you watch the, for example, the confirmation hearing on Jeff Sessions. You have three black men against, including Cory Booker and John Lewis, and then you have three other black men who actually worked with Jeff Sessions. They're talking about the same guy, and there were broad strokes on the left as opposed to specific examples. I'm just saying right only because that's, you know, the way I was seeing them on TV.
Sure, sure.
And you've got people who had worked with Jeff Sessions for 20, 30 years with specific examples. And, you know, and I think that that's a real learning opportunity for the viewers. And I think for us in the culture to look at this and say, okay, who do you identify with or who do you want to identify with? Would you rather identify with somebody who has the facts or is going to generalize and, you know, to your point, use a broad brush to unfairly represent an opposing viewpoint?
And at the end of the day, it's supposed to be a confirmation hearing. It's
yes.
supposed to be about asking, how would you handle X, Y, and Z? Explain, you know, A, B, and C to me. And it became a showcase of personalities.
Right.
And I believe that Jeff Sessions has things to learn about walking in other people's shoes, as we all do. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the takeaway of what happened there. And so that relatability component, if I could change one thing about the Democratic Party, it would be that they really have, in my opinion, lost the ability to come across as relatable to an everyday person that's out there working, if they're lucky, one or two jobs, struggling in that middle generation to take care of aging parents and sometimes children. You know, there's that human aspect that they are missing, and I believe that that is costing them dearly, even when they do have valid points to make.
Mm. Well, it's cost them over 1,000 seats, right? It cost them the Oval Office, cost them control of the of the House of Representatives and the Senate. And, you know, and I'm saying, and I hope you heard me on this, Shauna, is that I want them to get their act together, you know, because we need them. I mean, we need everybody. This is a time in this country when all hands need to be on deck. Now, you say that, relevant, you say you believe that most Americans are progressive. Now, some people would hear that and say, okay, what do you mean by progressive?
You know, for me, progressive is not something that means liberal. I think that liberal and conservative, there are basically people are no longer buying the album of whether or not they are all liberal or all conservative. We are now in an iTunes age, you know, and we're buying the tracks that we believe. And so you might believe or not believe in global warming, and then believe or not believe in, you know, reproductive rights in a certain way. I mean, the idea is finding solutions, moving the country forward, and saying what fits with how we are today. Mm. And when you look at trying to move forward in a way that's constructive, to me, that has to be both conservative and liberal. But this idea that it's my way or the highway is the opposite of progressivism. This idea that no new idea will ever happen, it's always been done this way, that's just not relevant to who we are now as a melting pot.
Exactly. I think the spirit of what you're saying is true, but unfortunately the term progressive has, I believe, been hijacked, if I might say this with all due respect, and with certain people, I would say with conservative, you say progressive, and they immediately, they're not quite hearing the spirit in which you intend it. Your
Absolutely.
Definition of progressive is different than what we've been experiencing in the last 8 years.
Absolutely, and I would say actually the far left is just as bad at this. You know, why can't we go back to this? Why can't it only be this way? And that head in the sand method is going to cost us dearly. So absolutely, could we find a better word? Yes, but America has always been about progress. So for now, to me, that's the most fitting way to describe where we need to get today. We do need to move forward past this rancor, and it's really like we need to take control of the ship as citizens, because if we're waiting for the cavalry to come save us, I'm afraid it's going to be too late.
Well, that's what the country was based on. It's a government of, for, by, we the people. By definition, it says the people have to be engaged. And this is what's happened over the decades, is people have disengaged. You know, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, it's been a fight for survival. You got people, you're saying one or two jobs. I know in many cases people are working three jobs to replace the one they lost. And in many cases, Shauna, these people are working under the table, so to speak. So they have little skin in the game. And I have compassion for them. I understand. We've all been there when you're trying to support a family and the government hasn't, and I say the government, in some cases, and I don't mean to overly use it and blame them for everything. They're not the ultimate boogeyman here, but they haven't helped the cause either. You know, they've
not
made it difficult. And so here it is, you know, we've got families that are trying to hold it all together, with a health care, a national health care system that is questionable at best. For some people it's working, but for many people it's not working. And it breaks my heart, Shauna, when I'm watching a man sitting there going, look at, I can't afford this. I'm just going to take the bullet. I can't afford chemotherapy. I've just got to walk away from it. I'm not going to allow my family to be devastated because of the health care system, what it's, it has degenerated to. And that's heartbreaking, you know?
And if you and I were sitting down and we said, our job is to fix this, and
yes.
You bring five friends and I bring five friends, and we're locking ourselves away, I don't care what happens, bring the coffee, let's get this done, then
right.
I have no doubt, because we were solutions-oriented, we would
exactly.
find something. It wouldn't
right.
be perfect, but it'd be something. And so now it's being treated like this political football. And so, yes, you gave me, you know, this ugly sweater that doesn't fit, but the neck is too tight, et cetera, et cetera. But now... Yeah. We're being told, we're just going to take that while we make you a new sweater, and you're asking for American families to stand out in the cold and wait for a while. And,
right.
and that is just so disappointing.
There's, well, I sure hope that's not the case, Shauna.
Human experience.
Shauna, I got to tell you, I hope that's not the case. I'm not hearing that, but I can understand why some people might hear it that way. I would hope and pray that's not the case, but this is why.
Well, let's make it.
This is why the democracy legacy and what we're doing here at Bill Martinez Live need to stay engaged and encourage our listeners and people, to roll up their sleeves, because, like I said, all hands need to be on deck if we're going to get this country back on track. Don't you think?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the discourse.
Well, absolutely. Shauna, where can they go for more information on democracy legacy?
DemocracyLegacy.com, and lend their voice to it. We want to hear from them.
There it is. Shauna Virtue on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Shauna. Take care. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution, remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have called a thousand times.
Bill Martinez Live.
America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let us know your thoughts. Gosh, I really appreciate Shauna Verner's perspective. And it's good. You see, this is what happens when you have people with differing viewpoints. You look to build bridges of conversation, you know, kind of like, again, I was just so impressed with Martin Luther King III in his conversation and how he relayed that conversation with Donald Trump. And this is what heals a nation when you look for things that you can agree on and understanding. Now, look, he's the president of the United States. He has a lot of power and influence and potential here, and you can be part of the solution or add to the problem. And as I said, I, you know, disappointed, and I understand Jim Acosta is probably feeling still hurt because of the CNN slapdown at the presser, you know, trying to egg, you know, Martin Luther King III on a bit, but I'll tell you, this is what cooperation looks like, and for those, what, 30-plus congressional members and those that are not attending the inauguration, I think it's a shame. It's more than a shame, in my humble opinion. You know, they need to be part of the solution and part of the answer here, and to say, hey, I'm going to take my marbles and stay home. Look, this is about the transition of a government process to be done in a peaceful way, to demonstrate to the rest of the world that even though there's differences, we get along enough to where
we can have the changing of the guard in a very positive manner. Robert Ryan is with us right now. He's a Los Angeles area attorney at Cusick Law, who has built a successful practice litigating in state and federal courts throughout California after rising to membership in a Beverly Hills-based complex litigation boutique. Robert made the life-altering decision 15 years ago to refocus his practice on representing only individuals injured or killed in accidents. Robert Ryan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. It's great to be on. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I appreciate the time here to talk about the Kate Steinle case. Much has been discussed about this, and discussed and disgusted, I should say, because this is amazing. And we want to talk about a judge dismissing the claim over a sanctuary city policy. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Well, okay. Well, we were all familiar with the tragic case of Kate Steinle, that tourist on the San Francisco pier who was shot in the back as a result of a illegal immigrant. His name was Juan Manuel Sanchez Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
Using a stolen gun he had taken from a Bureau of Land Management agent's car, the allegation was that this illegal immigrant had been released from San Francisco jail about 5 months earlier, despite the fact that ICE, or Immigration and Customs Enforcement, had requested one of these immigration holds, which would have required San Francisco to detain him in custody until ICE could then take him into custody and deport him.
Mm. And so, and they opted not to do that.
Well, it's very interesting. You know, this became quite a political football.
Yes.
During the election, because the policy in San Francisco is not to honor ICE holds, because San Francisco has one of these sanctuary city policies, which forbids that type of cooperation between local law enforcement and ICE. Mm. And, you know, this is quite a widespread policy in many places in the United States. There's over 300 counties that have similar policies. There are four states, including California, that have policies of this nature. And there are about 39 or 40 other cities in the United States that prohibit their local law enforcement agencies from cooperating with these ICE requests to detain illegal immigrants once they're being released from local jails so that ICE can pick them up and deport them.
So how did we get here? I mean, to me, I mean, what am I missing here, Robert? I mean, I would think that if the federal government is saying, look, we got a bad player here on the street, and this, we need processing here, it just seems to be a spirit of stubbornness and non-cooperation. Maybe I'm missing something.
Because many people don't understand what the genesis of these policies were. Mm-hmm. And there's really two things that are going on here. And many of the cities, the policies are not really related to trying to enforce immigrant rights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the sanctuary city model began in churches back in the 1980s when immigrants from Central America fleeing civil war and drug wars and really out-of-control violence sought refuge in Southwest churches from deportation because they were in this country illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, it became something that was actually promulgated by law enforcement, because many law enforcement agencies were reluctant to detain illegal immigrants beyond their scheduled release date and also didn't want their jails cluttered up with relatively minor offenders, which they were required to hang on to as a result of these ICE holds. The whole thing really came to a head in 2014 when a federal judge in Oregon declared the practice unconstitutional, because after all, these local agencies were required to detain these immigrants without warrants.
Right.
And when that was rejected by the federal judge in Oregon, it actually opened local law enforcement agencies to civil liability for damages for holding people beyond their release dates.
Wow.
Also, many law enforcement agencies are trying to solve crimes with the cooperation of the immigrant communities. Many of these communities are already distrustful of law enforcement because of their relationship with the immigration authorities, and it would become very difficult to get witnesses or even victims of crimes to come forward if the immigration status was going to become an issue in the eyes of local law enforcement. So the whole thing, combined with this potential for civil liability, the fact that there's no warrants outstanding to honor these requests, and also because it had a severe negative impact on local law enforcement priorities to solve crimes, led to the development of many of these types of policies.
It's kind of like a default policy. I mean, this is not even proactive. This is not even let's do something that really works for everybody, you know, for the citizens, for the undocumented immigrant who finds himself here in this country. You know, but no, let's just, I mean, in so many ways, it just seems, Robert, again, you know, from my perspective, we got the cart before the horse here, instead of just saying, hey, look at what is the proper thing? How should this be properly handled?
Well, I mean, you raise a good point. The case of Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who's now being charged with second-degree murder in the death of Kate Steinle, just seemed to be such an egregious example. This was a man who had suffered five felony convictions in state courts in the United States, had been deported over five times, and had actually been incarcerated by the federal government twice for illegal reentry. And as a matter of fact, the reason that San Francisco had him in custody in the first place was because the federal government honored a request that he be detained for the benefit of San Francisco because they had a 20-year-old arrest warrant outstanding for some marijuana charge. But when those charges were dismissed, the San Francisco policy only says that you need an active warrant in order to detain somebody who's being released from their jail, undocumented or not. So under those circumstances, San Francisco refused to honor the ICE detention request, and this man was released only to steal that gun and then cause the death of this poor, unfortunate woman.
Yeah, I want to talk about the stolen gun here. We only got about a minute and a half, though, but what's bringing Lopez Sanchez back? Has he got family here in the United States?
Well, it appears to be that he's like a low-level drug offender. Most of his felony convictions involved drug possession, low-level drug offenses, and so it may be that he's a drug addicted person who has ties here within the drug community and comes here because that facilitates his addiction. As a matter of fact, the last time the federal government released him, it was urged that he be sent to a treatment facility, not to a prison.
Yes.
So let's look at what happened here with this judge. This judge in San Francisco said, you can't really sue the city of San Francisco and you can't sue the sheriff for not honoring the ICE hold because there's no law that required them to do so.
Exactly.
And just think, how could you sue somebody because they refused to act extrajudicially and hold somebody without a warrant?
Well, it certainly cost the sheriff his position, too, because he lost his job, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And so, but it's all hope is not all lost here for the Steinle family because, remember, that gun that was used by this fellow had been stolen from a Bureau of Land Management agent's vehicle.
Yeah.
And there's an allegation that the gun was improperly stored, that the theft wasn't notified of authorities fast enough. And so, therefore, their lawsuit will be allowed to proceed against the Bureau of Land Management.
Well, this will continue, no doubt. Robert Ryan, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, you know, it's Betty White's birthday today, so if you see her, make sure you say happy birthday to her. It's also Ben Franklin's day. It was this date in history back in 1916. Michelle Obama's birthday? Oh, wow. Well, congratulations to the First Lady. Good. So, but it was this day in history also, 1916. PGA was formed, and what about 80 years later, Tiger Woods go, thank you very much. I like the money. Golf have been very, very good to me. And so everybody's happy here. So look, we've got a lot more to talk about here as we wrap things up today. Dr. Joe Alton is with us, known as Dr. Bones. He's the MD and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, the American College of OBGYN, also author of the Zika Virus Handbook, also co-author of the Amazon bestseller, the Survival Medicine Handbook. Dr. Joe, always good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
Bill, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Happy New Year. Let's talk about stress. You know, it's like, I mean, incredible. I'm looking at these tables that you sent over to me, and we've always heard that stress is a killer, but for some reason, December, January is like the height of mortality, high mortality rates, you know, going off the charts here. You know, what is going on? Is Christmas, the holiday season, just too much for people?
Well, it's pretty crazy. I mean, most of the time, you'll find people are happy to be around family during Christmas and those holidays. But for a lot of people, it's a time filled with anxiety, with sadness, with loneliness, all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's just a sad thing that happens if you have had a family member, let's say, maybe that you couldn't be with, or perhaps that is no longer with us on this earth. Well, you know, right. There is a great deal of stress, a great deal of sadness.
Yeah, it's such an emotional time. I mean, you know, beyond trying to find a parking space at a shopping mall, that'll add to the stress. But you're exactly right. I mean, you know, we think of family and it's time to be together. And when, you know, you look over and you go, wow, you know,
grandpa should have been there in that chair, or a son or a daughter. You know, it's a heartbreak, and you know, because of just the season, because it's an emotional time, isn't it?
It is an emotional time, but people think that it's just something psychological, but it isn't. You know, a new study that came out from Harvard, it was published in the famous medical journal, The Lancet, shows that actual changes occur in your brain due to stress, and they can actually cause heart attacks in people. They have effects on coronary arteries. They have effects on inflammation that stress will actually make you have a cardiac event. So this is a serious stuff. It's not just telling somebody, cheer up. You know, that's not something that's going to work. You've got to really work. You really have to have a number of stress-reducing strategies to get people through holidays and through any kind of stressful times, really.
Right. Well, you know, and that's something that you hopefully learn in life as to what works for you. I know for me, I've got to get out and as I say, decompress. If it's hitting golf balls or doing something just to get away to, you know, let my brain, you know, have a break. Otherwise, if I keep pushing this stuff, this could be detrimental to my health.
Absolutely. You should, of course, if you have a support system, you have family and friends, this is a good time to hang out with them and make sure that, you know, you get the support that you need. Now, if you don't, then there are a lot of things still that you can do. For example, you could volunteer. There are a lot of people who need help and a lot of people that are worse off than you, no matter what your situation is. And you could really get your mind off of your own issues and help other people volunteer. I think that is something that's important. If you're suffering because, let's say, it's a holiday and you lost a loved one near the time of the holiday, well, you know what? Instead of just sitting there and looking at that empty chair, you know, do something active to celebrate their memory. I mean,
exactly.
You know, you could take your family to your loved one's favorite restaurant that they liked, and you know, reminisce. And sometimes, you know what? It might just make you feel a little better.
Exactly. Well, as you say, you know, sometimes you look at other people, you know, by comparison, and you say, wow, you know, here I'm thinking I've got it so bad, you know, kind of like Helen Keller, who said, you know, she used to get depressed because she didn't have shoes until she saw someone without any feet, right? You know, not that we should always be looking for something like that, but, you know, you've got to find a way. I think that's the challenge of our humanity, is find a way to be thankful for what you have today. You know, it's the present. It's the presence of today. As someone said, it's the gift of today that you have right now. And if you can focus on that, it can get you through this. I mean, you know, because, hey, let's face it. I mean, depression is real. And if you stay in that dark place, I mean, it's not going to serve you well. I mean, it just adds to the stress. And next thing you know, you start, you know, as Zig Ziglar says, you have that stinking thinking, you know, that doesn't serve you well.
Absolutely. You know what else would be very helpful is to look at your lifestyle. What is your lifestyle doing that can be increasing the amount of stress in your life or not allowing you to be able to function at 100% efficiency? So think about, maybe it's a new year, maybe you should consider a resolution to stop smoking this year. You know, smoking causes all sorts of damage to you and accelerates the aging process. It certainly, you know, it's not just the carcinogens, it does all sorts of stuff to you. So that's important. Other people, you know, that this country is loaded with people that are chronically sleep deprived. It's important to work on getting enough sleep. I think
exactly
one of the most important things. Very few people get those 7 or 8 hours of sleep a night that's recommended for most adults. So maybe a few people, like Donald Trump, perhaps may be able to live.
Yeah, he says 3 or 4 hours. You know, is what he works off of. And you know, and Dr. Joe, to your point, you know, they asked people. They said, if I gave you an hour a day, what would you do with that extra hour? Number one answer was sleep. You know, so
yes, absolutely. A nap is not just for the elderly. I'll tell you, a nap is regenerating for a lot of people. And this makes a lot of sense. Having said that, you know, there are a percentage of people that can just live and function perfectly fine with less sleep. Bill Clinton also claims to be one of those people, like Donald Trump, that can can get by with very, very little sleep. And it's funny how some people can function, but most people can't. I mean, if a study in a British journal shows that if you are chronically sleep deprived, it's almost the equivalent of having a 0.08 alcohol level in your blood. I mean, which is the legal definition for intoxication. I mean, your judgment and a lot of other things are not at peak peak performance, and so you know, it's a big issue.
Yeah, you're just drawing on your own adrenaline. I mean, you're just kind of siphoning all the adrenaline out of your own body, right?
And
and Red Bull. You know, you're mainlining Red Bull at that point, I think.
And all of those things are just part and parcel of our hustle and bustle lifestyle these days. I know that this is a big issue. It's hard to eat right. It's hard to keep an eye on what you're eating. Maybe taking in a little bit too much sugar, maybe a little too much high fructose corn syrup. You know, these are things that are big trouble for so many of us.
Well, you know, I would say part of my resolution this year more than ever has been kind of a recommitment to, you know, understand my body better and do those things for it that work, you know, that make it feel better, whether it's food, whether it's, you know, time in prayer or, you know, those things that add to my day as opposed to things that take away, you know, from my day and, you know, and trying to hold stress in its proper perspective, because sometimes, you know, that's what happens. Like right now, we got people in a frenzy, Dr. Joe, over Donald Trump. I mean, it's like, really? Come on. Are you kidding me?
Well, I have to tell you that I have heard from so many people on both sides of the fence that are just one group is just angry as hell that he happens to be the president. He was elected president. Others are happy that he's been elected president, but now they're upset that all of these protests are occurring and they're going to probably make a big mess out of his inauguration. I mean, it is really an amazing thing how the politics of 2016, 2017, and the uncharted road ahead are really going to, I think, raise a lot of people's blood pressures in the near future.
Well, you know, if we continue to feed the stressors, then, hey, we're going to have more of it. And as you say, you know, we're looking all at the same glass. And half of the country sees it as half full, the other half empty. It's quite a study in human sociology, isn't it?
I think that it is indeed, and I think that it's just getting worse and worse, Bill. I mean, the level of anger that we're seeing in this country is so high on both sides of the fence. I mean, I remember back in 2000 when George Bush narrowly won the presidency, what a huge issue that was, and now I'm seeing that multiplied to the nth degree with Donald Trump, and I just don't know what we're going to do to get back on it on even track, and if we ever will be able to work together as a unified country.
Well, I think a couple of victories would help. It's like most things we've learned in life, you know, on the basketball court or any sporting event. There's nothing like a win to, you know, kind of right the ship. So we need a couple victories here in this country, and maybe that will help. Not that it'll get everybody across, but maybe some to make a little bit of the difference. Dr. Joe Alton, thank you so much.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office.